judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action of the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us as we enter into your word. Bless everyone listening and help them to understand what is being said. May they be blessed by these truths and prepare for the end and prepare to be free from all sorts of deceptions. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Well, we are continuing our discussion as to who is a Jew or who is Israel. And we are answering back the new concepts of this so-called Black Israelites movement that is currently operating in Trinidad and Tobago and in other parts of the world. These people believe that they are Israel in flesh. They believe they are literal Israel in race, so that they are divided up into a number of tribes. When you speak to them, they present themselves as literal descendants of Israel, so that you think in flesh they are Israel, and by virtue of that flesh they have some kind of a claim to salvation or claim to the covenant. And that's how they present themselves. But we want to show you from the Bible why this is not so. We already started to show you that in the Old Testament, a Jew was a Jew based upon being converted, and that an Israelite was an Israelite because he had a pure heart. We showed you this. And we showed you that in the New Testament, the same thing follows. While God had a certain people that were physical Jews and that were physical Israel, the real Jew or the real Israel among them were those who were truly converted. And that's how your Bible presented it. And this concept continued into the New Testament. The real Jew was a converted Jew. The real Israelite was a converted Israelite. And that at no point in time was the people of the flesh counted as the children of God. This is what we want to show you. So we start off again from Romans chapter 2. And we want to read again from verse 26. To verse 29, it tells us, I quote, "Therefore, if the uncircumcision," thus the Gentiles, "keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision?" In other words, circumcision was a symbol of being converted. And the Jews were called the circumcision, and the Gentiles were called the uncircumcision. And that's why this scripture tells us that if the uncircumcision, which is the Gentiles, keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision, the fact that he's not uncircumcised physically, be counted for circumcision? In other words, as if he's really circumcised? Yes. Circumcision was just a symbol. Real circumcision was the cutting off of the carnal mind and the replacing of it with the spiritual mind. It continues in verse 27. And shall not uncircumcision the Gentiles, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, the Jew, who by letter and circumcision doth transgress the law? So the Jews thought that physical circumcision brought salvation. So they were physically circumcising people and demanding that they keep the law as if it would have saved them. They forgot about divine, spiritual, supernatural conversion, which was the criterion here and which was the critical issue here. This is why we are told, and shall not, verse 27, uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision doth transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Did you hear that? Those of you who believe you are literal Israelites or literal Jews, it says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. Did you see that? An inward Jew. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, which is the mind, in the spirit, which is in the experience, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. End of quote. Did you see that? So we are being told your real circumcision was in the heart, which is the mind, in the spirit, which is the experience of the mind. So when a person is circumcised, their old experience is cut off and they get a new experience. The old heart and the old mind is removed and they get a new mind. The mind of Christ Jesus, which we are told must be in us. That's genuine circumcision. But the scripture tells us we are inward Jews. That is Jews in heart, not physical Jews. So those who believe that physical Jewishness or physical Israelitishness was the criterion, they're wrong. It have to be spiritual Israel, spiritual Jew. And that's what we Gentiles are. And even in ancient Israel, the physical fleshly Israelites, the physical fleshly Jews, they had to be converted to be spiritual Israel, to be a spiritual Jew. And the principle follows in the New Testament. That's why evangelicals today that think literal Israel and Palestine are God's people, they're wrong also. And then you have the whole of American foreign policy in the Middle East structured on the grounds that literal Israel there are God's people. This is so wrong. That's why it has encouraged Israel to acquire nuclear weapons and to murder Palestinians willy-nilly. And actually feel that they are doing good because they are God's people. But we want you to know that in your Bible here, spiritual Israel, converted Israel, is the real Israel. If that being the case, if a person is not converted, they are not to be considered Israelites. They are not to be considered spiritual Jews. Yes, my dear people. And then we go further. We go to Romans chapter 9. And we read from verse 6 to verse 8 and then verse 24 to verse 26. We get further information here. We read from Romans chapter 9, verse 6 to verse 8. I quote, not as though the word of God had taken none effect, we are being told here, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Did you see that? They are not all Israel which are of Israel. And then verse 7 tells us, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. Did you see that? But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. In other words, we are being told here, not all physical Israel are spiritual Israel. That's right. So not all of the physical Israelites were spiritual Israel. And neither because they are the literal seed of Abraham are they all children of Abraham? But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, verse 8, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. Did you hear that, black Israelites? Did you hear that? We are being told, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Did you see that? So your Bible is telling you Israel is not Israel, basically, in physical flesh. The children of the flesh were never counted for the children of God. That's what your Bible is telling you. It is the children of the promise that were counted for the children of God. The seed of Abraham, the real true seed of Abraham, the spiritual seed of Abraham, were the children of the promise. Now you ask, what is this promise that makes these people children of God? To find out this promise, we go to Galatians chapter 3. We read from verse 7 to verse 9 and then verse 14. And that's where we will find it when we look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 9 and verse 14. That's when we will find who are the children of the promise. Yes, my dear people. But before that, let's look at verse 24 to verse 26 of Romans chapter 9. Verse 24 tells us this. I quote, even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Did you see that? So God called some Jews, and God called some Gentiles. And together, they are the seed of Abraham. They are the children of God. And it continues, as he said also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which were not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, they shall be called the children of the living God. Of course, Gentiles were generally not God's people because they were all ungodly. They were following false gods. But here God was to take out of the Gentiles and call them his people. How could that be? It could only be by conversion, by justification, by making them righteous. And so they will become the seed of Israel. And so what you are looking at here is, it is not physical Israel or physical Jews are the children of God. So those who are fighting to be black Israel and fighting to be literal Israel, you're wasting your time. You can get nowhere with that. That's a false doctrine. That came from Freemasonry out of England to turn black people away from Jesus Christ, by making them think some kind of fictitious fleshliness causes them to be Israel. It's all a misleading deception. And those who are perpetrating it will be lost. And those who believe in it will be lost. Because you cannot be saved believing a lie, according to Revelation 21 and Revelation 22. So, as we go to Galatians, we look at chapter 3, we read from 7 to 9, and then verse 14, we find out, when it says the children of the promise are counted for the seed, what promise? If we can find what that promise is, we can find out then how you become a child of the promise, and therefore of the seed of Abraham. We read in Galatians chapter 3, we read 7 to 9. I quote, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Did you see that? So the children of the flesh were not counted for the seed. But they that have the same faith that Abraham had, we are told, they are the children of Abraham. And scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, notice the Gentiles, through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Did we see that? in thee shall all nations be blessed. So we are being told that God, preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, those Gentiles were to be blessed in Abraham. This is why we are being told here, it says this again in Galatians chapter 3, and we read verse 8, that the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. And this is why we tell you the issue is justification by faith. It is justification that makes you righteous. It is justification that converts you. It is justification that changes you from being sinful to righteous. It is justification that makes you sin-free, according to Romans chapter 6. Yes, my dear people. And you see, and scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, true faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So when we are told we are blessed in Abraham, it isn't like the evangelicals are telling us today, bless physical Israel and God will bless you. No, that blessing is based upon conversion. If you are converted, having the same faith of Abraham, you get the blessing of Abraham. If you're not converted, having the faith of Abraham, you do not get the blessing of Abraham. That's why Israel as a nation in the Middle East here does not have the blessing of Abraham, because they're not converted. They are not God's people by flesh, because the children of the flesh were not counted for the seed. But the children of the promise, they were the children of God. Yes, my dear people. And then we continue in verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. There you got it. You're blessed with faithful Abraham because you have the same faith of Abraham. And we know that blessing is being justified by faith. When God justifies you by faith, you're blessed with the blessing that Abraham had. And so what is that promise? Verse 14 tells us that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Did you see that? The blessing that Abraham had comes to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. It continues, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Did you see that? So the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith, that is the blessing of Abraham. When you receive the Holy Spirit through faith, that is the blessing of Abraham. You therefore become a child of Abraham when you receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is given to you in justification. So when God justify you, when God make you righteous, God actually give you the Holy Spirit. And this makes you a child of Abraham. So what is the promise? The promise is the gift of the Spirit. So the children of the promise that are counted for the seed are the children that receive the Holy Spirit. Yes, my dear people. So if a person is a physical Jew, a physical Israelite, and they do not have the Holy Spirit, they are not spiritual Israel. They are not spiritual Jew. They are not counted for the seed of Abraham. Yes, my dear people. And this is what must be understood. And this is what your Bible teaches. But you see, those people who believe in black Israel and all these other nonsense do not understand the scriptures. They don't know. They do not know what they are saying. They do not know what they are teaching. And they perpetrate delusions and deceptions upon the minds of followers so that people will think somehow, because of some flesh they have, they are some special people. But the specialness comes in receiving the Holy Spirit when you are justified. When God converts you and he gives you the Holy Spirit, then you are a child of Abraham, because you have the faith of Abraham. That's what your Bible is telling you. Yes, my dear people. And if we were to read verse 4 or chapter 4 and verse 6 of Galatians, if we were to read chapter 4 and verse 6 of Galatians, here is what we are told. And as concerning ye sons, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Did you see that? So it is only when you receive the Holy Spirit in your heart, you can say, Abba, Father, which means God is your Father, and you are a child of God. Only then you can say that. So it shows the gift of the Holy Spirit in your heart makes you a child of God. So the children of the flesh are not counted for the seed, but the children of the promise, they are the children of God. And that is when you receive the Holy Spirit. Yes, my dear people, this is what your Bible is telling you. Now, if you go back to Galatians again, chapter 3, and you read a little lower down, you read 26 to 29, here is what we are told. I quote Galatians 3, 26 to 29. It tells us, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Did you see that? You are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Not by physical Israel. By physical Jews. Not by being a physical Jew or physical Israelite. And you must remember, you who are an African, an Indian, a Chinese, an Arab, you're not physical Israel. Even the Israelites there, or the Israelis literally in the state of Israel, they are not the children of God. Because we are told, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So of any race, if you have the same faith in Christ Jesus, then are you the children of God. And then it goes on, verse 27. "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." So if you have been immersed into Christ, you've put on Christ. So you have the character of Christ in you. You put the character of Christ on. It goes on. "Therefore, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Did you see that? So God disses or removes the racial identification. Racial identification disappears. And this is one important thing that needs to be known. In the Bible, when you become a spiritual Israelite or a spiritual Jew, racial differences, gender differences, social status, they all disappear. So God is not going to say, because you are female, you cannot be my child. Because you're a slave, you cannot be my child. Because you are an African, because you are a Chinese, because you are an Indian, you cannot be my child. Contrary to that, once you have accepted Jesus Christ, racial distinction, social distinction, gender distinction disappears. And what are we told after that? In verse 29, we are told, "And if you be Christ," meaning if you belong to Christ, "then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Did you see that? If you belong to Jesus Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and therefore heirs according to the promise. That's what your Bible teaches you. That's what your Bible shows you. So that those of you who think you are literal Israelites or literal Jews because of your flesh, you're wrong. You're wrong pronto. You're definitely wrong. According to your Bible, one is only to be considered an Israelite or a Jew when one is converted, when one receives the Holy Spirit in his heart. He only becomes a child of God when he receives the Holy Spirit in his heart. And a child of God is a spiritual Jew, a spiritual Israelite, not the physical ones, because the children of the flesh will never counted for the seed. And this is the reason why statements like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 18 would mean sense to all of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 18, we are told, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion had light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? You see, the Bible is making divisions in two ways: belief, infidelity. It goes on. And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Did you see that? God dwells in us by justification. God dwells in us by conversion. He dwells in us when he gives us the Holy Spirit. And then it goes on to tell us, wherefore come out from among them and be separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So we see a child of God is not one physically, a child of God is one spiritually, in whom God dwells. That is a child of God. That is a true Israelite. That is a true Jew. Spiritual Israelite. Spiritual Jew. Not physical. And this is the reason why some of them, when you ask them, they say they keep the whole Feast of Israel. When you talk to them about the Feast of Israel, they identify it as a congregation day, a day to gather together. They forget that each of those different feasts where you gather together, specific functions were done on each of those days. If it was the Passover, if it was Pentecost, if it was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, if it was the blowing of trumpets, if it was the Day of Atonement, if it was the Feast of Tabernacles, specific services were to take place on those days. The issue of those days were not congregating together or gathering together, but what you gather together for, to perform specific services on those days. And if in your Bible we are told the symbols that took place were abolished in Christ, then why are you congregating on those days? If the ceremonial law was abolished, if those laws that dealt with ceremonies were done away with, why are you congregating on those days? To do what ceremonies? Do you think killing a lamb could have saved a person? No. Do you think eating unleavened bread could save a person? No. Do you think blowing a literal trumpet was calling a person to true repentance? No. Those were just symbols of truths, symbols of important salvific truths. And those symbols were done on those particular days. But since Jesus Christ came on the earth, those symbols meet in him. So they are no longer needed. And therefore those specific days, feast days, were abolished. And since those feast days were abolished, why are you congregating on them? You're congregating on them to do what? To do symbols that met their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. If you have Christ, you have the ideal. You no longer need the symbols to point to the ideal. So then therefore, a whole lot of things are wrong with those who claim that they are spiritual Israel. With those who claim that they are physical Israel. A lot of things are wrong with what you are doing. You need to be spiritual Israel. You need to be spiritual Jews. That's the only way to go. And the point is, it is justification that makes you this way. This is what we have said over and over again. It is justification that makes you that way. So much that justification changes a person and makes a person a new creation. And this is the reason why when we go to Galatians chapter 6, and we read verse 15 and verse 16, here is what we are told. I quote, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation," according to the Greek. Did you see that? According to the Greek text, again, I read, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation." So as far as God is concerned, you need to be a new creation. Circumcision is nothing. Uncircumcision is nothing, but a new creation. You must be recreated, having a new heart and a new spirit, or a new experience by being given the Holy Spirit. Yes, my dear people. And this is why we are told a new creation is the important thing. And the next verse tells us, "And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God." Did you see that? So if you are the Israel of God, you must walk according to that rule. The rule of being a new creation. The rule of being made a new creation, being justified, being recreated, being given the Holy Spirit. That's how you become the Israel of God, by being made a new creation. Yes, my dear people. And this is what we have told you. This is what we have presented to you, for you to see the facts and for you to recognize these important facts. So in conclusion, those who claim they are the Israel of God, you've made a serious mistake. Those who claim that they are Jews, and you point all these things out in physical flesh, you've made a serious mistake. In fact, the only thing that mattered, according to the Bible, was being a spiritual Jew, being a spiritual Israelite, which means being converted, which means being received into God's kingdom by receiving the Holy Spirit. And that's what it meant. Being changed, being converted. So remember these important things and follow these scriptures, because the children of the flesh are not counted for the seed. They are not the children of God. But those who receive the Holy Spirit, they are the children of God. So, may God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And also, today we are having a program, Escape for Thy Life, on TV6 at 10 a.m. So don't you dare miss it. It's important for you to see it. So God bless you, everyone, and we'll meet again and talk more about these important truths of our salvation. Amen.
The judgments have set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day? When every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we?